Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member. And in this video, in this lecture, I'm going to be going over a publication that I published recently with Dr. Khubchandani and other colleagues. So let's go ahead and get started here. What we were talking about here is individuals that have that have colorectal cancer are more likely to have a higher risk of mortality. That is self-evident and makes sense. However, what doesn't make sense is this makes sense. However, what people don't necessarily know, the gap was how does food insecurity affect the connection between colorectal cancer and overall mortality? Now, I have published previously in food insecurity, looking at the connection between food insecurity and cardiovascular disease, and also looking at the impact of food insecurity directly on the on mortality, and we found that there was increased risk previously. So since then, some of these papers have been published repeatedly. Now, when we're looking at colorectal cancer, individuals who were food insecure and had colorectal cancer were actually 4 times more likely to die of any cause, and 10 times more likely to die from cardiovascular diseases. So not only is there a connection between colorectal cancer and overall mortality, there's also a connection between colorectal cancer and cardiovascular mortality. So there's a lot going on here. I want to just go through here and scroll down and show you some of the findings that took place. And here's some of the findings you can see. Here are some of the bivariate analyses that took place with some variables. So gender was not significant, however, age was significant. Education level, the connection between education level and colorectal cancer was significant. Ethnicity was significant. And as you can see, people with colorectal cancer were higher among the white population. And then the poverty income ratio is significant, food insecurity is significant, stroke, hypertension. So not only am I showing you the significance with the asterisk, that's how I know, I'm also showing you the connection, how to look at bivariate analyses between demographic variables and the condition that you want to study. In the second table, and this is something that we have been publishing in this technique for a while, what we did is we looked at both when respondents were both positive for colorectal cancer and food insecurity. Now, something I also want to bring to your attention is that when I'm indicating colorectal cancer, I don't necessarily mean that the person during the time of the interview had colorectal cancer. All that means, well, and this is important, is that they have a history of colorectal cancer. So there's a fine distinction there, however, not very noteworthy. Just when you're selecting the variables, sometimes it is important to note and understand what your variables represent. Again, this was conducted, secondary data analysis conducted from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey between the years of 1999 and 2010, and this was followed up into December 31, 2019. So as you can see, there's quite a bit of a follow-up that's going on here between the time that the examination and the interview took place to when mortality took place. So that is what is going on here. The models that were used, of course, when I go over that, that was the hazard ratio, and these were Cox regression. Usually logistic regression uses odds ratio. However, when you have mortality data, most times you're using Cox regression. So this is a very important study because this is not only connecting food insecurity to chronic diseases and chronic disease-related mortality. This is also actually studying the impact of food insecurity in cancer. And there aren't many studies that have done this. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.